Sylvia Ashbullard on 88.9 The Cube. The Sherbrooke Lions Club is hosting the Purina Walk for Dog Guides on Sunday, June 1st at 1 o'clock at Parc Jacques Cartier. We're delighted to have Denis Corbet in the Cube studio today to tell us a little bit more about the walk and also to tell us a little bit about the Lions Foundation of Canada. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
It's nice to have you here today.
Well, it's glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
So the walk is going to be happening Sunday, June 1st at 1 o'clock. And where is the money going?
The money is going totally to the Lions Foundation of Canada, which is a school for dog guides, training and the small dogs up to the training that they will have to do in the future. So every donation will be going to the Lions Foundation of Canada Dog Guides.
And what is interesting is that a lot of times when we think about dog guides, we think that they guide people who are visually impaired, that they are sort of their eyes. But I do believe that there are other disabilities that affect individuals that your dogs will assist in as well.
Yes, there are five more disabilities. Hearing impaired people, autism for young children, service for people who have physical disabilities, like picking up things from their wheelchairs and things like that, seizure response for people who have epilepsy, and also diabetic alert for people who have type 1 diabetes.
And if a person needs to have a guide dog, how can they go about knowing or learning about this?
Go on the website of the Foundation of Canada Dog Guide, and all they have to do is apply right from there, and somebody will take charge of their demand from there on.
So it's really not that difficult, is it?
It is not.
Now, you also have a website here in Sherbrooke. You have the lionssherbrooke.com as well. If a person visits that website, what do they learn?
Well, they will learn very much about the presence of Lions Clubs in Sherbrooke, and our presence has been there for next year will be our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
Of service doing to community, and throughout sponsors and individuals who afford some money for our demands or for our programs.
So how expensive is it to train a dog in order for it to help people with disabilities? What does it all entail?
Well, it's evaluated around $25,000 to $30,000 for one dog. And every people which is entitled to a dog is absolutely free to them. They even go to Oakville, where the school is. They go to Oakville to get accustomed to their dog and get from there to their home without any problem. And it's totally free for the request.
So you're really doing a great work by providing people with these dogs to help them better their lives, that's for sure.
It is, yes, we're doing a great thing. And thanks to our sponsors, like the Purina Dog Guide Walk. Purina is giving all the food for the dogs, so that's why the walk has been named through them. And throughout Canada, we get together over $1 million of donations throughout Canada on the end of May and starting of June. And that you can evaluate that from maybe 35 to 40 dogs all together for that march.
That is amazing. Now, in order to register for the Purina Walk that's taking place on Sunday, June 1st, what do we have to do?
Well, as you know, the walk is going through the Jacques Cartier Park. We will be there with the tents and waiting for people to get registered. Or maybe you can get some registering forms at a few places in Quebec, like in Sherbrooke, that is, excuse me, like maybe close to here, Clarks and Sons or Purina on Wellington Street, and maybe at the Townshippers Bureau also.
And you've also left some here at CJMQ as well, so they
Absolutely. Can
stop by and pick up a registration form here as well.
Yes, yes.
Great, terrific. And the phone number?
My phone number is 819-563-0386. You can always reach me there or leave a message. I will get back to you as soon as I can.
So now, if we don't have a dog, we can go. If we have a dog, we can take the dog. So it really doesn't matter, right?
Oh, it's a pet-friendly march. Even if you have a dog, no dog, there's absolutely, it's not very necessary. Even if you come and you cannot go around the whole march, there's no problem there.
So you will go around the lake one time?
Yes, one time around the lake. And
very easy to do, sure.
There are also police. We'll be there with the Polion. Polion is a mascot named after police and lions. And they will be there to greet the young children and give away some coloring material or tattoos and things like that.
Well, it sounds like a terrific event for a great cause.
Yes, it is. We also have our president of honor, which is Chantal L'Espérance. And we are really well organized. Rain or shine, we will have rain gear for every marcher. And every volunteer marching will have a scarf identified to Purina. It'll be a fun day.
We don't want to miss it, that's for sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about that today.
Well, you're quite welcome. And as I said, I thank you very much for the invitation. And don't forget, the forums will be available here.
That's right. That's right. We've been speaking with Denis Corbet. He's with the Sherbrooke Lions Club. And the Purina Walk for Dog Guides is Sunday, June 1st at 1 o'clock at Parc Jacques Cartier in Sherbrooke.